Savara rolled her eyes, reminding Marvit of the teenage human she still was, at least physically.
I think you'll be safe, Kratheus.
Of course we will,
Marvit said.
But what about you, my jewel? The Solo should not be underestimated. If something were to raise their suspicions, I doubt you would survive.
And then you wouldn't complete your assignment,
Kratheus added.
Are you sure you can do this alone? We could spare a squad of our bodyguards to provide support.
The Mandalorians wouldn't need to know what you're doing,
Marvit added.
Only that it's their job to protect you.
He left unsaid the next part. The part he knew Savara would not need explained. That once her assignment was over, the bodyguards would have to be eliminated. No one but Savara and Gev could be allowed to know the Kref's role in the upcoming accident. Savara thought for a moment, then met Marvid's gaze and asked,
You're only talking about Han and Leia, right? Jaina isn't with them.
That's correct,
Kratheus said.
Does that make a difference?
Of course it does,
Savara said.
Leia Solo I can handle myself, but Jaina? Well, a squad of Mandalorians wouldn't be enough.
So you intend to go alone?
Kratheus confirmed. Savara nodded.
I'm less likely to be spotted that way. And even if someone does notice me, I'll have an easier time talking my way out of trouble without a squad of armored guards clunking around behind me.
No doubt.
Marvit hesitated for a moment, then asked,
You do have a plan to escape unharmed, correct?
The question actually brought a smile to Savara's face, and she reached up to pat his cheek.
Why, Marvit, I do believe you're worried about me.
Marvit did not usually like being touched, but it was not so bad when Savara did it.
That's so sweet,